Mother's Day is just around the corner, and the countdown clock is ticking. Do not miss out on the opportunity to deliver the smile that only comes from 1-800-Flowers.com. This Mother's Day, 1-800-Flowers has beautiful bouquets guaranteed to show your mom just how much you appreciate her. Right now, when you order a dozen multicolored roses for $29.99, 1-800-Flowers will give you another dozen plus a vase for free. That's 50% off the original price. 1-800-Flowers.com. The code is BONES to get this. My last name. A beautiful mix of roses and a rainbow of colors. They're going to show your mom how much she's loved, or your wife, or your mother-in-law. 1-800-Flowers. They're picked at their peak. They're shipped overnight to make sure they're fresh. A dozen multicolored roses, $29.99, plus a vase for free. It's an amazing offer right now. To order these, 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter the radio icon, push the little button, type in my name, Bones. 1-800-Flowers.com. The code is Bones. You have to hurry because the offer ends on Thursday.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Tuesday's show. Thank you for waking up with us. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, so I am in California this morning. Mike D and I are because last night, one of my best friends is Charlemagne the God from The Breakfast Club, and he put out a book, and so he's like, hey, will you help me host this event? And I was thinking, yeah, you coming to Nashville? I'd be happy to help you. And he's like, no, I'm going to be in Los Angeles. I'm like, oh, man. But that's what friends are for.
Mm-hmm.
So after iHeartRadio in Austin, flew to L.A. I'm still here. I haven't been home in over a week. But I'm going to say something blasphemous right now.
Okay.
You're not going to like what I'm about to say. Oh. It's not bad, but I haven't been home in a week, and I miss home, and I miss my dog like crazy. Like, that's what I miss, my dog. But I'm going to tell you something. I've been sleeping about 25% better without my dog in my bed because my dog sleeps between my knees, and I'm actually getting it like 2.5 hour full pops of sleep. I never sleep that long at a time.
So what are you going to do?
Nothing. My dog will sleep between my legs until the day he dies.
Okay.
And then maybe after, because I love him so much.
No.
I may just keep him in there. Yeah.
You mean like stuff him?
Nope. I'm not going to tell anybody. And just, you know how people get welfare checks for a long time?
Yeah.
They like hide their grandma on the... I may just keep my dog and not tell anybody.
Okay. That could get a little gross. I'm just giving you a heads up.
But yeah, it's been weird because I'm like, wow, I'm not always having to like... My back isn't hurting when I wake up.
So there's no way you consider, just for better rest, just putting your dog right next to you on the floor.
I tried that for about a year when he was about 4.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. He just yelled at me from the floor.
Oh, that's cute.
And then I would put him out in the hallway, just pee everywhere because he was angry.
Mm.
So hey, when I go away, it's when I get better sleep.
Okay.
So, yeah, I miss him, though. Like, I miss him more than I enjoy the better sleep.
Okay.
But I'm getting like 2.5 hours sleep at a time, which is amazing. I never sleep for that long. I wake up probably every 90 minutes at night and look at the clock. See what time it is.
That's not good.
But it's the last 15 years of my life.
Yeah, I know.
Someone asked me, like, hey, what's the... Eventually, I'll have a nervous breakdown. Like, I know it.
Oh, okay.
I just don't know when it's going to be.
Can we get a heads up?
Yeah, that'd be
I
nice.
Wish I could give you one.
Somehow? Can we Google, like, signs of a nervous breakdown?
Look, I have them already. I've had them for a few years. But I got to find a new therapist in town. I'm about to hit that point.
Okay. I fully support that.
It's a great point. I love where I am right now. Like, that's how I know I'm firing all cylinders. When I feel a nervous breakdown coming, I'm like, ooh.
Have you ever had one?
Is that funny, Eddie?
It's just messed up. Like, it's so messed up that it's funny.
No. I feel like I'm about to break and pop, that means I'm working at a high level and I love it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get enough. Like, give me more, because if I'm getting to that, like, I can't even look at my schedule because every hour is blocked off. There's not even time to eat sometimes. And so I'm just like, this is amazing because it means I actually have work to do.
Mm-hmm.
When I have too much time, I'm like, nobody wants me to work anymore. I'm not that good.
And so that causes a nervous breakdown?
I'm just going to pop because I don't sleep. And I'm
okay. Yeah, I get it. Man. You're like, go, 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 go.
Yeah, I'm trying to get off these anxiety medication, and I'm slowly tapering down, and it's giving me...
Eddie, this is a good time to do that.
Well, Eddie feels weird for me.
Dude, that scares me when you do it. He does this thing where he closes his eyes really tight, and then he opens up, and then he's normal again. And I was
I have to, like, slam my eyes shut.
Uh-huh.
My head hurts so bad.
No, it's real.
I love it.
See, that's the messed up part. What's wrong with you?
So when you go to see a new therapist, when you get there, like, you just sit down, you're like, I'm in an amazing workplace right now. I can't stop, can't stop. I mean, what is she going to do? Is she going to cut your schedule, you know, by a quarter and say, like, sorry, you can't do all this?
Maybe you're a little sexist for assuming it's a she.
Oh.
Oh, true.
But I do only go to females.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, I'm like basing it on your past history.
Yeah, yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
my
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, but they don't tell me what to do. When I find a therapist, if I go back, I haven't been in a while, but when I find one, they might as well go and buy a car because they're about to get paid.
Okay. Well, listen, I have some therapy for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I know. I get it every morning.
Wait, well.
Yeah, yeah. I get your advice every morning.
Okay.
We good.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A Kentucky firefighter was lowered to rescue a 15-year-old wiener dog that fell into a well near the owner's home.
What?
Wow. The fire department responded at Sunday. They were like, hey, my dog's gone. What do they call it? A dachshund?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what
wiener
it's called.
Dog. Yeah. So they're like, my dachshund plunged 30 feet. They didn't know if it was alive. And so they went in, they lowered the firefighter into the well and rescued the dog. The dog was uninjured.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Saved his wiener.
There it is.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Phoenix. The serial street shooter has been arrested. Police say the 23-year-old is finally in jail and off the streets. In other news, the U.S. is considering expanding a ban on most carry-on electronic devices larger than a cell phone. It would likely include flights departing the U.S. for Europe and the U.K. And finally, Facebook said that they've removed accounts in the fight against fake news. They've deleted tens of thousands of accounts in the past couple weeks.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Mike D, our phone screener, and I spent a lot of time together after the show working on stuff. And so Mike hangs out with my girlfriend and I a lot, and he's noticed something that I didn't think was that abnormal that we do, but what is it?
Y'all are always on y'all's phone together. Like, I'll walk into a room and both be on a conversation.
But why is that weird? Most people are on their phones.
Yeah, most people argue about being on their phones, though, like not spending enough time with each other, paying attention. But y'all are just, works for y'all.
We have three laws in our relationship.
Okay.
They are law one, work comes first.
Dang.
Law two, the phone comes second. Law three, then we'll see how the relationship goes.
Wow.
But yeah, no, like even at dinner.
Yeah.
Like we're working. Mm-hmm. We're social mediaing it. We're talking with listeners. We're, you know, checking out music. But I think that's one of the things that we're both cool with.
Right. I get it. That works for y'all. That would not work in my house.
It doesn't?
No.
Are you on too much and he's like, get off?
Yes. My husband doesn't even have social media. He uses his phone for like actual phone calls.
Ah, who does that?
I know.
Who talks on their phone?
I use it for text messaging normally the day after I've received a text. Check email sometimes, Instagram, Twitter,
can I tell
Snapchat.
You, I don't think I make two phone calls a day.
Yeah.
I FaceTime way more than I phone call.
And then when people try to text me saying my voicemail's full, I'm like, cool. That's perfect.
Mine's full and it even says, hey, my voicemail's full.
Oh,
so
maybe,
if you don't mind, text.
Maybe I need to actually put a message. I think mine's like, you have reached 512 or something.
But I think our bonding is music. We both love music and we both are on our phones a lot. We're both totally cool with that.
Both
yeah.
Each other.
Mike was like, it's so weird. You guys are always on the phone, but not with each other. We're just,
yeah,
you
know.
Now, will that always be the case? Like, do you think that's always going to be like work first?
Phone second.
What was second? Oh, phone second.
Relationship. We'll see what happens third.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It better be.
Mm. Okay. I see that. I don't know.
Go
I
ahead.
See that changing.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anybody else see that changing?
Nope. Gotta go.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones Show.
Time now for the positivity. Every day at this time, we're bringing you the positivity. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right, we're about to bring you the joyous noise known as Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
This guy goes on vacation and he goes to a foreign country. Newfoundland? I don't even know where that is. But he goes, he's an American guy, and he goes over and his credit cards don't work. And he's like, oh, crap. And so he can't get a rental car. He can't get in his hotel. So he goes into like a Newfoundland Facebook page. And it's like, hey, can I get some help? So the people are so kind in this country. They've taken him everywhere. Hundreds of messages. They take him on a tour of the island. A man drove him out to a ferry to see an iceberg. He stayed at somebody's house. Like, this whole country's taking care of him.
That's
it's become
awesome.
Like a thing.
How about that? So shout out to all my folks over in Newfoundland. I'm being told it's Newfoundland.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Amy?
Okay, so school bus driver is a hero. One of the students on her bus choked on a Skittle. This little 11-year-old dude named Jeffrey. And yeah, she took him off the bus, gave him the Heimlich, out popped the Skittle, life saved.
Do you know if you eat enough Skittles, it counts as your vitamin C for the day?
Stop.
Really?
I saw that in the news.
From that's legit.
Yeah.
And then what do you do with all that sugar you just ate?
The candy.com.
Okay.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
So cats turn out they're pretty good little pets. This cat in the home, you know, is making some weird noises. Meow, meow, meow. Wakes up the daughter and she wakes up her mom and goes, Mom, the cat's making some weird noises. Then the daughter passes out. Mom calls 911. They were all suffering from carbon monoxide poisoning, and the cat woke him up and saved him.
How'd he do it?
Meow, meow, meow.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a car driving by really fast.
Meow, 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 meow. Well, that's what it was, weird noises, not normal noises. Wow. Weird noises.
Wow, 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 wow. I always love your sound effects.
Yeah, meow, 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 meow.
Meow, meow, meow. So, okay, there's your good news. By the way, I wasn't kidding about the vitamin C thing. That's a real story.
That's crazy.
This is the Bobby Bones.
So Amy's in the process of adopting two kids. We're just waiting for them to move here. And so Amy was domestically adopting forever, and her paperwork kept falling through because she would move and you have to start the process over. And she went on a mission trip to Haiti for like a woman's conference, went to an orphanage, met these two kids 4 years ago. It's taken that long. And so now, I mean, really any week these kids could come and move into the house. Like, we're thinking maybe June now.
Yeah. Safely. But I mean, I'm still just waiting on phone call for that update. Like, literally. Or checking the mailbox. Like, even yesterday, my husband went to check mail, and like, right when he walked in the door, I was like, is there a piece of paper there? Is there an envelope?
What would be on the piece of paper?
A government office that we're looking for. Mm-hmm.
So, you say your husband's starting to kind of do dad things now?
Yeah. Stuff I haven't really noticed him make comments about or be aware of. Like, where there was this family with this younger girl. I mean, I'm guessing maybe 12. And she was with her parents. And she was dressed, I would say, a little bit inappropriate. Like, I wouldn't let my daughter really dress that way. But I've never heard my husband really talk that way. And instantly, he made a comment to me about it. And then he was like, we just can't ever let our daughter out of the house like that, you know? And then instantly I was like, oh my goodness, like, you're taking on dad role right now. Like, he just instantly thought of our daughter and what things would be like with her. And so his brain is shifting, you know? So it's neat to see him take on that dad role, but and be protective.
When you talk about having girls, like, Eddie, you have two boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was, I don't know what I'd do with myself if I had girls. I just feel like they would just take over my life. And, like, I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that little, what Amy just said about her husband, I feel like that's just going to happen all the time with him.
Yeah. And it's cute. To me, it's cute to see because, yeah, you hear about, you know, guys that finally have a girl and they're like, man, my life is just, once my daughter was born, everything changed.
Yeah.
And so for us, while she's not a baby, I mean, she's almost 10. Like, it's just cool to see him really care about her and protect her and love her. And I love it.
Eddie, you have two boys, 3 and 9. Do you ever see young girls and go, that's inappropriate? Or is it just all, since you only have two boys?
No, I don't even think about it.
I don't think my husband has either until now.
No. I just see the way boys act, and I'm just like, see, I don't want my kids to be like him.
Yeah, or is it like, I wish my kids were that good?
Or that, too.
Does that ever happen?
Sometimes. Yeah, like, sometimes when there's just like a well-behaved kid that's like got great manners and talks like perfect. Just like, okay, that's
you elbow your wife. Steve, why don't we do that?
Why can't our kids do that? Get
your Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A man met a woman on plentyoffish.com. They go on a date. It's going great. She said, hey, why don't you come back to my place? They go back, hanging out, and he's like, man, she's got a PlayStation. She's got a Wii.
Oh.
And she's got some other gaming consoles. So he's like, I'm going to go to my car real quick. Comes back with a gun, steals the gaming consoles, drives away. She calls police. He gets pulled over a couple blocks away.
Oh, my goodness.
Because she knew who he was.
Yeah, and he just took the gaming consoles and left, and she called police real quick. It was like, yep, oh, plenty of fish got him.
No.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, hello. Let's go to Linda in Arkansas. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
I appreciate you calling. Now, I understand that you're a pretty new listener.
Yes.
All right, new listener right here. We appreciate that. So what made you listen?
I'm really excited. I love this show.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Wow. Wow, okay.
She's new.
Well, then, yeah, she's new. Yeah. We haven't worn on you yet. But what can we do for you?
Well, I've heard a little bit about Pimpin' Joy. Someone called in one day and was talking about wanting a Pimpin' Joy hat. I didn't catch it all. And I want to know what's the background of that and how do I get involved?
Okay, I'm glad you asked. It's actually a very important thing to us. And I would say a cause, but there's so many causes inside of it. So I'll give you the quick story behind the name Pimpin' Joy. So when Amy's mom was fighting cancer, they were looking for a Twitter handle. And Amy's mom's name was Judy. And it was Judy Chooses Joy. Couldn't get that one. Judy, joy, joy, joy. Nothing was taken. So Amy was funny. And they were like, how about Judy B. Pimpin' Joy?
And that was available.
That was available as her Twitter name. And so from that, we were like, why don't we take this and make it a thing? Because before Amy's mom passed on, she said, I hope that I can be used for positivity, and I hope this can be used for positivity. And so we took Pimpin' Joy, and we took that name, which we knew then it was a crazy name.
Yeah.
I mean, we were like, can we even use this?
Even my mom was like, are you sure?
Yeah. And then once it became a thing, everybody just kind of rallied around it and behind it. And we knew it was a nutty name, and we were like, Pimpin' Joy. You know, and so it's actually turned into this massive, like, goodwill toward others and toward yourself. And sometimes it's for hospitals, sometimes it's for kids, sometimes it's for veterans, sometimes it's just for you. And that's what it really is.
That is awesome. I'm also a cancer survivor and had a double mastectomy back in 2000. And that is awesome. That is just, I mean, that's, you know, there was something about it that drew me when I heard the words, and I thought, so I got to find out what this is about.
That's what it's about. And there have been some people to say, hey, you're using the word pimping. And we're like, you are. We are, because it sticks out. And we would rather have something that sticks out and makes people go, what is that about? Just like you. And I'm glad you called and asked. And that's what Pimpin' Joy is. And, you know, we have Pimpin' Joy hats and shirts, and we keep none of that money. And it's just something that is really important to us. And it's something that just organically came, and we use it for good. And I thank you again for caring and calling.
Awesome. How do I get a hat how do I buy these?
I'm glad you asked.
She's got great questions.
You can just go to bobbybones.com or pimpinjoy.com.
Awesome. Well, I will definitely be there, and thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. Hey, Linda, thanks for listening. Why in the world would you turn us on for the first time and then listen a second time? Because most people, it takes them a minute. Like, they don't.
Well, I am a absolute fanatic about music in general, but I love country music, and the Pimpin' Joy is what caught me to start with, and I said, I gotta find out what this is about, so I kept listening, and then you played a song about your father, your stepfather, I believe.
Oh, yeah, Fishing with My Dad. Garth Brooks and I sang that together.
You had me bawling.
Oh.
I was just sobbing.
Well,
just crying, thinking about my own father, and both my parents have passed on, and I was just a wet noodle. I was terrible.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that was a song that I wrote, and Garth sang it, and I appreciate it, and thank you very much, and I hope you have a great day, and thanks for calling the show.
Hey, there she is,
Linda. Thank you, Linda. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Court is in session. Here we go. Judge Common Sense is here to fix your problems. Oh, man, the phones are going crazy. Let's go to Josh. Hey, Josh, welcome to The Bobby Bones Show. Judge Common Sense at your service. Go ahead.
What's going on? Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, I have a great civilian job. It pays the bills, you know. I make good money. But I spent 4 years in the United States Marine Corps, and that's my love and my passion. And I have the option to go back now and fill a billet that I've always wanted to fill. But with my civilian job, it takes care of everything that I need, and it gives me a great life. And I'm really in a pickle here to where I don't really know what to decide on.
All right, Judge Common Sense. Ooh, the wheels are spinning here. Let me ask you this. If you go back into the Marines,
Are you going to be able to support yourself in the way that you can get by just fine? Maybe not as good. Maybe you don't have as much money, but can you support yourself to where you're still good?
I mean, you get paid around the clock to do everything you want. So, and plus, I get to defend my country, and that's my passion.
Okay, I hear it in your voice right now. Do you have kids, by the way?
I don't.
Okay, you're good to go. Go back into the Marines. You want to fight for this country. I can hear it when you talk about it, even when you say the word Marines. You should follow your passion. Right now, you're probably like, what, 22, 23 years old, I'm assuming?
23.
Okay, right now is the time in your life that you can go do what you want to do. In living color. Case dismissed. You go back to the Marines.
Bobby.
All right, Josh. Hey, thank you for serving, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, Judge Collins is on fire today.
America.
Yeah, so I'm here to fix your problems. Let's go over to Heather in Madison, Wisconsin. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Bobby.
I'm going to try. I'm Judge Common Sense. I don't know the law, but I do know what common sense is. That sounds like Forrest Gump, but go ahead. You're on.
My husband and I are debating on if we should enroll our daughter, who turns 4 this year, into 4K, which is like a Head Start program before you go into kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should, because it will just give you a head start, give her a little more knowledge and education than what daycare is doing. He thinks that she should just be a child, and she should just go into school at kindergarten now.
Man, the problem with just going into kindergarten, which is what I did, is that sometimes you go in behind. You go into kindergarten while other kids have been in school for a year, and your child is behind a bit. So, I don't know what is it a daughter? You say daughter?
Daughter, yeah.
What does she want?
I don't think she really understands. I think
perfect. Send her to school. Case dismissed. You don't want her to be behind. You don't want her to be behind.
Yeah,
and
why
if
not?
You guys
get
are
ahead.
Debating, if you can afford it, send her to school. You want her to have every edge that she can possibly have going into school.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling, Judge Common Sense. Thank you very much.
Oh, that makes sense.
Thank you very much. Let me do one more. Oh, I want to do one more. Here's Mark. Hello, Mark. You're on the air. Judge Common Sense presiding.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Really good. What can I help you with?
All right, so here's the deal. I've got Florida Georgia Line tickets. I'm going to go see him in North Carolina this month.
Good for
and
you.
I told my dad I would take him, and I'm about to leave for 6 months on a work trip. So I kind of got this new fling going on, and I might want to take...
I'm stopping you now. Take your dad. Do not take some new fling. It ain't going to last. Like, stop it. Mark, I'm ashamed of you right now. New flings will come and go 100 times in your life. Did you promise your dad you were going to take him?
Not really a promise. It was mentioned.
Not really a promise. Does he like Florida Georgia Line?
He's not really big in the country.
Oh,
but my
well
dad
then... Well, then do you change your answer?
No. If you told your dad you're taking him somewhere, even if it's Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, he probably is all about the father-son time.
You take him to Florida Georgia Line, you told. Don't get into this fling thing, because you'll go out, Mark, and she will leave you for your friend Jimmy, and all of a sudden you're over watching Dirks, and you see her and Jimmy together, and you're like, dang, I should have took my dad. Hey, remember, related bros over... No, just
what?
Relax. Take your dad, Mark, okay? Take your dad.
Related bros.
Yes.
All right, Bobby.
Case dismissed.
That makes sense.
Thank you very much. And that is Judge Common Sense.
Yeah. Bobby
Bones. So there's a woman, and she got a police officer to pull her husband over because he had a child in the car with no car seat. Except it was a... Hey, I'm pregnant kind of thing. I'm going to play the audio for you. So the cop pulls him over. Like, sir, you got to give me a ticket. You got a child in the car, but you don't have a car seat. And the guy's like, what? And he looks over the husband and sees the wife with a positive pregnancy test. Play the clip. Here we go.
I got to be honest. The reason why I stopped you is because you got a child in the car with no child seat.
I don't have
a child. You don't have a child.
No, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Are you positive about this? Are you saying I goofed?
We do have a child in the car with no car seat.
I think that means you're a daddy, buddy.
Like, that's cute.
So cute.
I just don't like using police officers to pull people over for fun things.
Yeah, it's like the third story in 2 weeks about, you know, people using police to do stuff like that.
Let's vote. Should cops pull you over to give you rewards or promposals or, hey, you're having a baby? Amy.
I mean, I'm so torn because it's so cute, but I'm going to go ahead and say no. Maybe it's going to get out of control.
You said no. I thought you'd be the dissenting vote to say yes.
Well, because, listen, I don't like the feeling of getting pulled over. Like, it could be awful. I just feel like one day something's going to go wrong.
Lunchbox is mad at Jason Aldean because he didn't do the baby announce during our iHeart Country Festival. You know, because yesterday on Twitter, Jason Aldean posted a picture. It said baby daddy, and his wife said baby mama, Brittany. And so Lunchbox is mad that he didn't give you guys the exclusive.
Oh, yeah, because Lunchbox and I did interview him.
Yeah, backstage,
true.
And he didn't mention anything about baby announcement, baby on the way. I mean, millions of people listening would have been a perfect time.
True.
Or millions of people follow him on Twitter.
Okay, I think that we're not talking about the best part of that Twitter or Instagram post. And yeah, they were wearing the t-shirts, but they were posed by their oven and the oven was open and there was literally a little biscuit in the oven.
Yeah. Oh, see, as a guy, I didn't even see that.
Really?
I did. I zoomed in and I laughed about it like all day long.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Well, congratulations to them though. I hope a cop pulls them over and tells them how happy he is for them. Do you see that they're bringing in another season of 13 Reasons Why?
Yes.
So they're going to do a season 2, and I do think they'll be way more cautious and positive with season 2 than 1. I think they're very happy with 1, but I think they're kind of like, whoa, we didn't expect it to be this big. It was the most socialized show that Netflix has ever had.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I did not.
More people tweeted and Instagrammed about it because it's a younger show.
Yeah.
But they are doing season 2 of that show.
Well, shoot. And I'm probably going to have to watch.
Yeah, we'll have to watch. Just like we had to watch the first one. And I'm sure, I bet you the second season will actually be better. But it's going to focus on all the kids and their lives afterward. So I thought that was interesting. This is
the Bobby Bones Show.
Eddie got stood up on Craigslist, right?
Oh, man, it was a terrible feeling. I've never gone through that in my life.
Were you selling or were you
buying?
No,
I was buying. I found some golf clubs for the little guy, you know, and I got a good deal on it. And we had exchanged emails through Craigslist, but no number. It was just like, meet me here at this time.
So you have a 9-year-old and he wants to play golf with you.
Yeah.
And so how much were the clubs going for online?
They were going for $50.
Okay. And you didn't talk about price at all?
I just said, hey, are these still available? I'll take them for $40. And they said, sure, cool, meet me here. I guess it was meet me by their house where they live, which is about a good 20, 30 minutes away from where I live. So I get out there and I got there early and I waited. Kind of looking for cars driving by, nothing. 30 minutes later, nothing. The time that we're supposed to meet comes by, nothing. And I wait about 30 more
minutes.
You
have his number?
Nothing. So I just kept emailing him. That's all I got, the email.
Yeah.
Kept emailing. I'm here. I'm in this car. Still here.
But you don't have his real email. You have his Craigslist.
It's a Craigslist account, I guess, or whatever it is. And so I finally split. I was like, man, this really sucks. Like, it hurts.
You know what? Better that, though, than the other, like, getting robbed by someone on Craigslist.
Yes, but I was really looking forward to getting these things.
Once Amy bought some flight miles from someone on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Like, she needed an airline ticket, and people sell their... like their miles.
Okay, okay.
And
then
they
just
can
go
book
with
you.
Them and book it, yeah.
Yeah, they book it for you.
Wow.
So Amy bought this and just goes in this guy's house, like straight up to him, hello, I'm here. Goes in, shuts the door behind her, walks into his house,
well,
to his computer.
Had to get on the computer and book it.
She just walked. This guy could have, like, taken a hacksaw to her.
Yeah, I'm not saying it was a smart decision, but yeah. I mean, he seemed nice, so I went for it. I feel like I've matured since then. This was probably 10 years ago. So I would never do that today. But yeah, Bobby and Lunchbox got on me big time. So then from there on out, Lunchbox escorted me to all my Craigslist exchanges.
Oh, yeah. Big threat. Big security guy.
And, hey, one time when she wasn't looking, I took her money.
And I didn't notice for
Amy,
like 2 days.
Amy made a whole sale. It was for like a couple $100. And Lunchbox stole all the money.
Mm-hmm.
And she never knew.
Oh, my goodness.
That was it.
Well, I mean, I thought it was still in my car. I didn't know. I thought
why
it was
would
still
you leave that in your car?
Oh, I don't know.
That's
I
she's
sell.
Amy.
Yeah.
Ray, you ever sell anything on Craigslist?
All the time.
Yeah, what was the last thing you sold?
Girlfriend's parents' car.
You sold your girlfriend's parents' car on Craigslist?
Huh. Yeah.
Did they know?
Yeah.
That's true, because he steals stuff from the studio all the time and sells it.
That's funny.
And how'd that go? Good?
It was awesome.
Yeah? Yeah. They show up, person show up, exchange good?
Yeah, test drive, and sold it in like less than 24 hours.
Really?
Wow.
No, I can't say I ever get on Craigslist anymore. With Amazon,
now, and then I don't like stuff that's been touched by other people.
Yeah, I just thought I was getting a good deal.
I've been selling some stuff on Facebook lately. It's worked out well.
Really?
Yeah, there's like, depending on your neighborhood, there's little community things. Yeah. You can go on there and you post whatever, and then they live by you, so it's fast. Cool. They just come pick it up.
Hey. I'll look into that.
All right, yeah. Buddy. Yeah.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
With Lunchbox, it's always a weird thing, because, I mean, really, he has a great heart. Right? I mean, would we agree?
Yeah. No, he does.
Yes.
He has a great heart.
For sure. I've seen it multiple times.
People think he doesn't because he gets loud and obnoxious and says things.
I feel like you're setting me up for something.
A little bit.
Okay.
Because what I hear is that you're going like back door to a lot of people trying to get free stuff and use your name to get it. Like, hey, I'm a celebrity. I believe the exact quote was, hey, I'm a celebrity. I should get whatever. Have you done that recently?
I've done that before, yeah. I mean, I don't know which one we're talking about right now, but what are we talking about?
Where do you rank yourself on the celebrity list? Like, what if A-list is Brad Pitt, okay?
Okay, I'd say B-plus, then A-minus.
You're out of your mind. Like, people don't even know who you are. We're moderately somewhat popular in regional parts of the country.
Mm-hmm. Like, when you're standing in line at the grocery store and people start whispering because they see you, that means you're a big deal.
They do that about the mailman or your kid's second grade teacher, too.
I'm True. Just telling you, they see me and they recognize and they ask for autographs.
What's the latest thing he wants?
The latest thing is he went on a rant saying, you know, we were playing golf and he goes, you know what, man? We should be getting free golf. Like, we're celebrities. I know people that have gone, you know, that are on the radio or somewhat celebrities that they don't pay a dime for a round of golf. He's like, what is this? We've been playing for 4 years and no one has offered us a free round of golf. He's like, that's messed up. So, he thinks that he's a celebrity.
Yeah.
And two, he thinks that he deserves free things because he is a celebrity.
This is how I operate golf. If I'm making a tee time, I make it under Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show. And when I check in, I'm like, yeah, Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show. And I'm expecting them to be like, oh, no, we got it. We love the show.
What about meals, restaurants?
I do that, too. I call in if they don't have a reservation. I'm like, you sure? Got Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show here? Or I say, I'm bringing Bobby Bones.
Don't ever say that.
I know. I've used your name before.
Don't ever say that. But here's the thing.
I'm just saying.
If they don't recognize you being a celebrity, that tells you you're not a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they just, I don't know. Maybe they're trying to keep it cool. But guys at the golf course, like, man, you don't have to be cool. Just let us play free. It's cool.
Where do you rank on this show in your mind on the celebrity list?
Number two. Yeah, behind you.
Out of all of us, you mean?
Yeah.
Like, you won,
yeah.
And he thinks
he's two.
First of
all, I do not think we're celebrities.
Right.
I'm embarrassed.
For Correct. Sure, you're one, though. For sure.
Well,
you're
thank you.
By far number one.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And then you're two.
Yeah, I'm number two.
How far down to Amy between you and her?
Oh, there's a little gap. Yeah. I mean, there's a little gap. Like, there's a little, I would say a river you got to jump over. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm on the other side of the river. She's still trying to get there. She's still working on her bridge.
And then.
Over to my level. Then Eddie and Ray.
Equal.
Yeah.
Okay. Then?
Then we're way down there. I'll go, I guess, Morgan or Nada? I don't know.
So they be the same, and then Mike D last.
Yeah.
In your mind.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Well, there it is. Lunchbox thinks he's a huge celebrity.
Okay.
Oh, this guy.
Free golf would be great, too.
This guy. He does have a good heart, though, is my point.
He does.
I promise he does.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Jason Aldean and Brittany Kerr have been trying to have a baby for the past few months, and it looks like things worked out. Jason took to social media to share the news, posting a picture of himself, his wife, their two dogs, and they posed around an actual bun in the oven. So former Bachelor Chris Soules has been formally charged with a hit and run, a felony. He's accused of leaving the scene of an accident that killed a 66-year-old man. He is believed to have crashed his truck into the back of the tractor, and he fled during the accident. Authorities think he was drinking. He's set to appear in court later this month. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones.
Come on, Bobby!
Everywhere I go, people are asking if Amy's pregnant. I mean, the narrative has changed slightly because Amy's adopted two kids, and in the next 45 days or so, they should be moving in for the first time. Are we still on track, Amy?
Yeah, I feel like we went from 60 to 45 days real quick, though.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
That's about how long it took to do that.
Okay. I've still been saying 60 days.
Yeah. Time keeps going.
I know.
So you said before the end of June, you thought around that time.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so those are when her two kids move in, age 10 and 6. Now, Amy came in the studio nauseous, vomiting. The smell of things like coffee set her off. She said she's put on some weight. She started eating meat. Guys, not throw gas on the fire, but I present to you Exhibit L.
Oh.
Amy on the airplane. Amy?
Well, there was a screaming, crying baby on my flight, and it didn't bother me at all.
For the first time.
Like, normally that bothers me, but I was like, oh. Like, I don't know. There was something, like, soothing about it.
I present to you Exhibit L, jury. How do we feel? Lunchbox percentage-wise of her pregnancy.
75%.
Wow. Eddie?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm bumping that up too, man. Let's go 65 for me.
I'm not there yet. I'm not probable yet. But I do think it's a little more possible. Amy, are you in any way saying you are not pregnant?
No, I mean, I'm not saying anything. I'm just giving you the facts as they come about. Like,
that's
I literally was like, listen to that baby crying. It's like music.
What?
When do you think you will take a pregnancy test?
I don't. I could see it happening in the next week or two if need be. I can't.
Are you waiting?
Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes I've taken so many in my life lately. I mean, well, probably the past 7 or so years, I've taken a lot, and they're expensive. And so I'm just, you know, waiting till the right time.
So when you say waiting, are you waiting to see if your monthly friend?
I mean, that's a lot cheaper.
Just to wait on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's free, yes.
It's free, and then it's like you don't have this, like, roller coaster of emotions of waiting the 3 minutes for the pee to set in.
Yeah. Oh, I bet that. You know what? All joking aside.
I know.
I bet you that is a stressful 3 minutes.
Oh, trust me, it is. It used to be way more stressful. Last time we did it on the air, and that was actually kind of fun, although my husband wasn't too excited about that. He was gone. Remember, he didn't know we were doing Live on the Stick because it happened so spontaneously. And that won't be happening again.
Okay, so today's May 9th. Mm-hmm. So by May the 20th, you'll have taken a pregnancy test. Can you give us that?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. I'm in Los Angeles this morning, and so we arrived, and I got a fancy car from work because I haven't been home in like a week and a half. And so they wanted to send me a fancy car because I had to go do some work stuff. And I get there, and I was ready to have my name on the sign because they even sent up a fancy guy to all the fancy sign. You guys see, you know, on TV how they do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get there, and I get my fancy guy and the fancy sign. It has Morgan's name on it.
Oh. Oh, no.
What?
Morgan, our producer. Yeah. And there was a fancy guy and a fancy car, but all I really wanted was my name on the fancy sign. So I didn't get it. It's fine.
But you got a car.
Yeah, but I would have taken any kind of car. I would have taken a beater if I just wanted someone to hold my name on a sign. Like, that's status. I feel like Lunchbox saying that, but I just wanted my name on the sign. And it was Morgan, our producer's name on the sign, because she's the one who booked the car. So that happened yesterday. I hear, Amy, that you were weirded out that I kissed my girlfriend in public.
Oh, no, I wasn't weirded out. It's just the first time I've ever seen y'all kiss. And I just figured I would have seen y'all kiss other than, you know, on stage along with thousands of other people.
We don't walk around kissing.
I know, that's true. So now that I say it out loud, it's not like y'all are supposed to kiss in front of me before you kiss in front of public.
It wasn't like we were making out on stage, but someone said, Amy said it was crazy because she's never seen you and your girlfriend kiss before.
It was so cute, though. I mean, I'm not complaining about it. I was just like, whoa, that's the first time I've ever seen them kiss. And I just feel like I would have seen it before, you know.
Oh, stop it.
You want to see it more often?
I liked it. I like seeing that side of you. It was awesome.
I'll put it on Instagram.
The kiss?
Yeah, somebody took a picture right as it happened.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram if you want to see it. The Bobby
Bones Show. So sometimes I think we kid Lunchbox a little too much about the garbage in his car. And the garbage in his house. Mm-hmm. And him just being a hoarder. I think there's some truth to it, but I think sometimes we just keep going a little too much.
I accept your apology. Thank you very much. I feel like you guys get on me, and all I do is try to save the earth, and I'm glad you finally see the error in your ways.
Well, I wasn't done. So, Ray said he went over to, Ray said he went over to Lunchbox's house.
Oh, great. What did I do this time?
He said he walked in the backyard and looked like something exploded.
What?
It was bad. I'm talking stuffed animals got ripped apart from the dogs, and there was just stuffing strewn all over his backyard, and he didn't even pick it up.
Okay, what else?
Wheelbarrows are out.
They like just, multiple wheelbarrows just laying out?
Yeah, so he'll use one and just leave it. And then his dog toys, they'll drag whatever they have, balls, everything, just thrown. You think he has kids or something.
Yeah.
It's a disaster. It looks like nobody's ever cleaned up his backyard.
Oh, wow.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
When you own dogs, they rip up toys. That's what you give them toys for, is to rip them up, and that's what they're there for. So I don't mind having dog toys laying around. That means they are well entertained. They're having fun. They're ripping up toys.
Is your backyard a mess, though? Like, if someone looked over the fence and looked into your backyard.
Oh, yeah, probably. They're probably like what happened over there?
Do your neighbors think anything? Like,
Wait, what?
I mean, because you live in a nice area. Like, people...
Yeah, I got neighbors. They see my backyard probably, and they're probably like, man, that guy has dogs that have a good time.
They're probably well entertained.
Yeah, those dogs know how to party.
Yeah. Does your, and your wife, because you're kind of dirty. Would you admit that? You're kind of dirty?
Yeah, I would say I'm kind of dirty.
Is she kind of dirty?
No. She gets annoyed that I'm so dirty. She's just like, she tries to fight the battle, but it's a battle that she can't win.
Does she ever go, okay, you can have this dirty place, but this place has to remain clean?
She tries. She's like, why can we, like, she'll clean, and then she's like, can we just keep it this way, please? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then 2 days later, I'm like, all right, I give up.
But would she be like, okay, if we can just keep the room clean, you can make the whatever is dirty, the backyard as crappy as you want. Do you have that trade-off or no?
No, she just wants to try to keep the whole thing clean, but it's a battle with me and two dogs. I mean, that's a lot to keep clean. Dogs bring in a lot of dirt, and I bring in a lot of dirt, and I throw my clothes everywhere. I mean, it's just, it's so hard. I don't want to waste my time cleaning. I got other things to do.
Like what, though? Because we always talk about what do you do.
You're actually said to us you're trying to find things to do.
Yeah, you're always like, I got nothing.
I'm on the couch.
I watched 17 episodes of Johnny Bananas.
What? Oh, Johnny Bananas is good. You know, when I say do other stuff, I'm talking about business opportunities. I want people to come hire me. But
if you're tidy and clean, they may come knocking.
They don't see my house. Some of these celebrities probably have dirty houses.
But I feel like sometimes our home can be a direct reflection of our life and our, like sometimes even you yourself, if you tidy up, you may feel more put together and put yourself out there.
Hasn't the company been like, hey, if you want to get endorsements and clients come in, you have to look a little better.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah.
And I feel like I look better. The wife has done a good job of getting me some better clothes.
When you go places, like, you rock it now.
Yeah, I do.
Heads turn.
A little more into, like, your life.
Yeah, I try. I'm trying. I really am. And the problem with being organized is then I can't find anything. When you put things away...
I think you're organizing the wrong way then.
You have no idea where it is.
Yeah.
Like, you clean up, and you're like, man, where was that piece of paper? It was here yesterday.
That piece of paper? You're looking for a piece of paper?
Yeah, I still write things down on paper all the time.
And you just leave it laying around?
Yeah, I jot little notes, and she's like, can we get rid of all these papers?
What would
like,
a note be that you would jot down for?
just something I got to do.
Like what?
Vet appointment for the dog.
It's always about the dog. It's always like, okay.
Soccer game, Monday this time, things like that.
You know,
remember to call the dentist.
Yeah. It's cool.
Remember to call.
Oh, speaking of, I got to call the dentist and pay my bill.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
How about this question? What makes your house a home? From your house. What makes your house a home, Amy?
This is, for me, my home finally feels like a home because we hung up family photos and framed them. Printed them for so many years. I mean, my husband and I have been married 10 years, and it's the first house we've really, in like every room, we have family photos.
Lunchbox, what makes your house a home?
The mortgage statement that comes every month.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what makes it home because I'm paying for it. So, I mean, that's my home.
Does your wife chip in on the mortgage?
No, I write that out of my checking account.
Does she own part of the house?
No, I had the house before I got her.
Wow. Yeah. So it's just your name on the house.
Before you got her.
Yeah.
But you know, okay, let me ask a real question. If you get married and you have a house, can you put someone on the house with you? Is that normal or no?
I didn't try.
I don't know that answer.
think you can. You can put anyone.
But so if you were to, God forbid, split.
Yeah, like if we got the big D and yeah. You don't mean Dallas.
Right.
Yeah.
So the house would be completely yours.
It'd be mine because I bought it before.
And you're continuing to pay out of your
my
money?
Checking account, yeah.
I think there'd be some justification to go in and go, she was with you for part of that. And help.
Yeah.
But okay.
But I don't know. But yeah, that's what makes it feel like a home is it's where I sleep and it's where I pay the mortgage. I mean, I don't, nothing else makes it feel like a home. I can go next door if I was paying the mortgage and that'd feel like the home.
Wow.
That's true.
I mean, he ain't lying.
That's true. Eddie?
I mean, I'm going to go a little more philosophical and say, like, my family makes it feel like a home. Because my wife is left out of town and taking the children, and I'm there by myself, and it doesn't feel like home.
It doesn't?
It just feels like a pad.
That's
place
weird.
To lay my head.
Mine is the backyard, because I have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
So going in the backyard and being able to like throw the ball and let him go. Because when I was living downtown in a condo, that never really felt like a home. It just felt like a kind of just like a place.
Yeah.
It was just like,
yeah, it's
it
weird.
Was cool, but it was just a place.
Mm-hmm.
But like I have a home now where my dog can go and use the bathroom and nobody cares.
Yeah.
And it's my yard. So that's
you with the yard.
That's the yard for me. I'm always interested in, like, I like to get inside a lunchbox's brain.
Ooh, that's a messy web.
It's a big area.
What's, like, your favorite part of your house, though? Like, what's the most memorable thing in your house?
I know.
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess my dogs. Take that back. My wife.
Yeah, smart.
Okay, no, let's not talk about
your
living
life,
things.
Like your home.
Like, what's, like, the most memorable thing in your house? Like,
oh.
Go ahead.
Okay. My crown from Prom King.
Okay.
I don't
you know
understand.
What? That's fair. It's a fair answer.
Yeah.
It's a very fair answer. I'm sorry for going. Okay. Thank you for your response. Yes, Eddie.
Lunchbox, wouldn't you say that the TV, without the TV, it really wouldn't be your house, like your home? Like, what would you do without your TV?
I'd be lost.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Oh, so you're saying my TV is
that's
the
what I was going to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
TV. Oh. My TV.
Oh, we're live. We can't rewind.
But
he just don't rewound, dude.
Okay.
Did you hear him?
All right.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
Earlier, we were talking about Amy, and Amy had never seen my girlfriend and I kiss before. And I came out and surprised her over the past weekend at our iHeart Country Daytime Village and gave her a little kiss. It was not the big, it wasn't open mouth or anything. But I posted on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. You guys take a second, go look up there if you want. Lunchbox, Amy, Eddie, you guys go see the picture.
Yeah.
Give me the word that comes to mind when you see this picture. Lunchbox.
Obnoxious.
Obnoxious, okay. Amy.
Adorable.
Eddie.
I want to say it, Bones. Loves.
Wow, okay. I just wanted to know how you guys felt about it. It wasn't planned, and it's, again, I'm not cleaning the inside of her teeth or anything. And she didn't know I was there. Like, she's playing a guitar solo, I'm standing right behind her, and I shouldn't have come out so early, because she was right in the middle of, like, killing the guitar.
I know.
And I'm just standing there awkwardly.
Did she tell you what she told me? I don't know about that part.
What?
I kind of felt bad. She was really into this guitar solo, and she told me that the crowd just kept getting louder and louder.
And she thought it was because
she was like,
no.
And she said in her head, she was like, dang, they are really liking this solo.
Oh, no.
So she got into it more and more and more. And then she turned around and she saw you.
Oh, no.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, you know what?
But you were pumping up the crowd. Like, you were telling everybody loud, like, you were raising your arms, like, louder, louder. But she didn't know that. Like, in her guitar moment, she thought the crowd was feeling it.
And she was, like, crushing.
She
I was,
was.
Like, dang. She was. I didn't know she was feeding off the crowd. Anyway, there's a picture out.
It worked.
Oh, man, I kind of feel bad.
Yeah, she
but
didn't
then
know
again, yeah, you should always tell me everything.
Okay.
Can everybody just stop saying things like someone wrote, just put a ring on it already. Like, stop with all that.
Okay.
Right. Well, like, just if you know me at this point, you know, we'll just see what happens. You know what I mean?
What?
That's all I'm saying.
No, we know there's never going to be a ring on it.
What? Lunchbox, wait, excuse me?
I said, if we know you, we know there will never be a ring on it. So don't write it.
I don't say never.
Interesting. There's a picture of Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Amy, thank you for the anecdote about the guitar playing.
Yeah, I thought you knew.
No idea. How about this? Eddie was at the grocery store
And you know how they spit the money out into the little change thing? Because you went through the line where you check yourself out, right, Eddie?
Yeah, it's yourself. You go and you just scan everything yourself and you pay for it.
Eddie found two $5 bills in the self-checkout that were sitting there, I guess, from the last person's change.
$10 cash money just sitting there.
So
and then I had the dilemma of, like, I did that thing where you look around like, okay, it's kind of late here, so there's no one around. But then I saw a little camera on me. So
you think they're going to go look at a camera for $10?
Yeah.
Did you take the money or did you leave it?
No, I didn't even leave it. I told them about it.
That's good.
And the reason I told someone about it is because I didn't want the next person to take it.
Why?
Because then you
if I didn't
out.
Take it, he shouldn't have it or she shouldn't have it.
Okay.
Oh, you just spoiled it for everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
That, whatever. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram, if you want to see the picture. Lunchbox, what'd you do yesterday?
I just laid around and watched TV. It was all recovery. All recovery, like a four-hour nap.
Amy, what'd you do yesterday?
I traveled.
Oh, yeah, you went back to Nashville, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still in California right now, so I travel all day today. I think I get in, like, what time do I get in? Do we know? Like, later in the afternoon? You know who I've come by the house is Brandi Clark is going to come by and do a Bobby cast.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Ray, our audio producer, was ghosted by Michael Ray, the artist. Play some Michael Ray so everybody can know who this is here.
Kiss a little more, flake a little less.
So, Ray, first of all, what's ghosting?
That's just when you're supposed to get maybe a text or a call from somebody and you get nothing. And they lead you on to think that something's going to happen and nothing happens.
Okay, so what happened with you and Michael Ray where he ghosted you?
Well, I'm hanging out with him at the Hilton. I got my chick and another girl and he tells us that we're all going to party on his bus. So we all go to the Luke show thinking, okay, I'll just text him and we'll line up the bus. Everything will be perfect. So I text him. He gave me his number. No text back. I'm like, okay, it must just be the arena. It's hard to get service and stuff like that. Well, 4 hours go by. He never texts me back. I'm like, all right, well, I mean, the bus is right there by the Hilton. Bus calls later on. He's probably on the bus partying. Let's go up to the bus. So we go up to the bus, knock on the door. Nobody's there. Bus driver comes down. He's like, yeah, bus call isn't till like 3 or 4. There's nobody here. And I'm like, this dude straight up ghosted us. I mean, I've never, from one of our country friends, been ghosted before, so it was pretty cool. No text, no call. Told us about a bus party that was non-existent.
He even told you where the best bus was, is the funniest part.
Well, and we even brought on some more people. When we were at the show, we said, hey, we were up in the box, and I said, hey, we got a bus party. If y'all want to go do that instead of the bars, it'll be fun. Michael Ray's there. It'll be awesome. There was nothing, folks.
So are you saying ban him from the show?
I don't know what we should do, but I mean,
maybe you should ghost him from the show. Be like,
oh,
hey, dude.
No.
That text still hasn't rolled in. I'm still waiting for it.
He still hasn't texted you back?
Hey, man, Ray, Bobby Bones show. It was good talking to you. Here's my number. Looking forward to hang out. Nothing, man.
The Bobby Bones show.
Hey, we're going to do something called the Stupid Minute. I don't know if it gets any stupider than this, guys. Ray, please hit the clip.
The Stupid Minute.
What are you laughing at?
What is going on?
A Florida woman allegedly stabbed her boyfriend after he farted in her face.
Okay.
Oh my.
I get it. It's funny.
A 37.
It's like, everybody okay?
We're so immature.
A 37-year-old Florida woman stabbed her boyfriend with an 8-inch-long kitchen knife after he farted in his face.
Oh, my gosh.
That's disrespect right there.
Well,
that's
funny.
When authorities responded to a report of a possible stabbing, deputies found her boyfriend standing in front of his mailbox. He had cuts to his abdomen and his forearm.
Oh.
While deputies were talking to him, they could smell alcohol.
Man.
So, do you think they're still together?
Yes, those kind of crazy stay with crazy all the time. Oh, out of time. And that was it. That was your Stupid Minute. Ray?
The Stupid Minute.
Woo.
Sometimes you laugh so hard you get tears in your eyes. Amy, your time of the month is no longer a time to skip the gym. It's no longer an excuse. Did you know that?
Well, I try not to skip the gym.
They have period-friendly gym shorts now.
No. What? Wait.
What are you talking about?
I did not know that's where you were going. What?
Yeah, I'll let you know about it later off the air, but yeah. Yeah. It's just a thing now, so no more.
Huh.
Okay. I don't think I need those, but okay.
Don't some girls go, I can't, like, because of that?
I would say more so because sometimes cramps are really bad, or you feel nauseous, or you're lethargic, tired, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you know it's Billy Joel's birthday today, by the way?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Billy Joel. Hit the clip, right?
Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight.
Amy, let's play Know Your Billies, okay?
Okay.
His album, Some Gave All, is the best-selling debut album of all time for a solo male artist. Name your Billy.
Billy Ray.
Billy Ray.
Cyrus.
Correct.
Woo! Yeah!
You know, that sold 20 million copies.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. An actor once married to Angelina Jolie.
Oh, Billy Bob Thornton.
Correct. The former host of Access Hollywood.
Billy Bush.
Correct. The lead singer of Green Day.
Is he bald?
No. He dyes his hair different colors. I think it's black right now. Billy Joe Armstrong.
I don't know that.
I think you're thinking of Smashing Pumpkins.
I was thinking
of
Billy Corgan.
That's a Billy, though. Wow. That is a Billy, Amy.
Okay, thanks.
How about that one? How about this one? The TV salesperson who is known for promoting home cleaning products.
Home TV, Billy, Billy. The only TV personality I think of is Billy Blanks.
Billy Mays.
Oh.
Rest in peace. Didn't he die? Like, he hit his head on an airplane?
Yes. Yeah.
He did. Yeah, rest in peace. Anyway, happy birthday to Billy Joel, 68 years old.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on,
Bobby Bones.
So you saw a drug bust?
Yeah, at the car wash. And it was legit. I have video and everything. I don't know if I should have video. I thought about posting it, but I'd get in trouble. Cops, 3 cop cars. I don't know how many cops. 5 maybe. Bulletproof vest, y'all. I stayed inside. I didn't know what was going down.
Were you getting your car washed?
Yes. I don't know all of the details because I wasn't out there, but talk inside the shop was that they knew a car was going in there that had drugs. That was like, oh, I guess I'm going to go get my car clean while I have drugs in the car. I don't know. Maybe they wanted to roll in style before they made a delivery. I have no idea.
That is awesome
I
to
know,
watch.
Isn't
That's
it?
Awesome to be there.
So you watched them really, get swarm in?
Yeah. Nobody got hurt. Everything seemed cool. There was a little bit of chaos, like a da, 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 da. And then everybody, I think some guys working there maybe had some warrants. They didn't know if they were there for them. They're like, take cover. I don't know. But then they're,
oh my God,
people are running everywhere.
No, I'm not joking. I think that they were like, oh no. But then they realized.
Drop the rags and like split.
But then they realized that it was for a car that was there. And they're like, oh, okay. Back to my job. Nothing to see here.
Amy, that's funny.
No, I feel like this is a car wash too. I don't know if y'all have ever been to this particular one, but I feel like they employ people that have been down on their luck or whatever. They give them a second chance. It's like, I love that place. I love it. They really do. I think that's like their mission.
Yeah. And so, did you see them arrest a guy?
Well, yeah, they had him in the back of the cop car.
Cuffed and stuffed. That's what they do. They cuffed and stuffed him.
What celebrity would the drug guy most look like?
Oh, boy.
Sort of Eddie.
What?
I mean, I was going to say Saul from...
Wait, me with a beard?
From Homeland.
Saul from Homeland.
But now
I already told you this. My dad looks just like Saul from Homeland.
But younger. Younger than Saul and younger than Eddie, but definitely Eddie. So obviously the beard situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously Hispanic.
It wasn't me.
We know. You're here right now. Otherwise, you'd be in the clink. The slammer.
In the pen.
Yeah, in the penitentiary.
It's funny that everybody's just running.
Not everybody, but a few guys, for sure.
They all think it's Kevin. He's here!
And Amy's videoing it.
Like, all
she's
those
the
people
only one not running.
I'm like, can I Instagram this?
Officer, can I ask a question? Is it legal Snapchat this? Oh, okay. Did you car wash?
Yeah. It was even a rain check car wash deal because I gone, then it rained, and then I took it back. They honored it.
Yeah.
Love that.
Cool. Good story. Woo!
And now, with the help of some very sad music, I'd like to do a segment called Amy's Awkward Elevator Moment. Music, please.
So I'm on the elevator, and I get on the same time this other guy gets on, and he presses the button. I happen to be going to the same floor, so I don't have to press the button, so I say, thank you. And he looks at me and he says, for what? And I said, oh, for pressing the button. And he said, I was pressing it for myself. There's no need to thank me. And then he just stared at the buttons. And I was like, okay. So we took a long elevator ride with no talking.
And that was Amy's awkward elevator moment. Thank you very much. Eddie, your wife's birthday was yesterday?
It was, and that story, Amy, was awesome.
It was awkward.
Yeah, it was my wife's birthday yesterday.
I was watching your Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, on your Snapchat, you guys were painting?
That's what my wife wanted for her birthday. She wanted to repaint our bedroom, even though we just got our house a year and a half ago. And when we bought it, we repainted our house, and now she wants to repaint it again, but it's her birthday, so.
She picked out that color a year ago?
She did, and she decided a year and a half later she didn't like it, so she wanted to repaint it.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
And she had to use the birthday as a way to get you to be like, okay.
Well, here's what happened. She decided to do it a week ago, and she said, you're going to be out of town, so I'll just do it while you're out of town. Yeah, I think she purposely didn't finish it until I got home, but dude, it's her birthday, so I had to do it.
What did the kids do while you painted?
They were at school.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I forget you have kids that go to school.
Yeah,
two kids. I always feel like every time I talk to you when you're at home, they're everywhere at your house.
That's true.
I feel like they just stay there. Like, you don't even send them to school. Like, they just make noise all day.
But you know what else I did with them? I took them shopping for their mom, for, like, whatever they wanted to buy their mom. And, dude, for her birthday
or Mother's Day?
No, for her birthday.
Okay.
And it's so much fun. Like, if they just had a credit card with no limit, the stuff they would buy would be hilarious. Like, the little junior, my three-year-old, wanted to buy her a dress.
a dress. Did you get a picture of the dress he wanted to buy her?
No, I didn't get a picture of it. But he wanted to get a dress. My other son wanted to get her, like, this big summer hat, like, she would never, ever wear. A jeweler, like, a necklace with a big stone on it. Like, we would never buy these things for her. She would never wear them. But they wanted to get it so bad.
What did they end up getting her?
A t-shirt, a Guns N' Roses t-shirt, kind of like Amy's Def Leppard one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what they decided. I was like, all right, let's do it.
Does she like Guns N' Roses? Did you lean them toward that?
No. I saw it, and she used to have a shirt just like that when we were dating. And they were like, wow, with skeletons on it? That's so cool. Let's get it. So we got that. And then I got my wife a DNA ancestry kit.
Oh, yeah.
For her birthday.
That's what she's been wanting that for years. And I've always just like, no, that's crazy. Why would you want to do that?
I think it's a cool gift because it's something she wasn't going to buy for herself.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, and I didn't ask that in like a judgmental way. Like, I was like, because you have Mother's Day coming up too. That's two gifts, dude.
I was going to ask you, is it two gifts?
Are you asking Judge Common Sense?
I'm asking Judge Common Sense right now. If her birthday's so close to Mother's Day, should I get her two gifts?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Can I have a little music, please, for Judge Common Sense? It's a quick one for me. Now, it's not her fault. She was born around the same time that Mother's Day happens. Judge Common Sense rules. Two gifts, case dismissed.
Whoa. Well, that makes sense.
Swift. Do not go one gift, Eddie.
Dang, do I have to go big gift, too?
You have to go if her birthday was in November, you get her the same gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
Now, good luck, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Judge.
Judge Common Sense has... It's like someone's birthday's near Christmas. You have to get them a big birthday gift and a big Christmas. You have to get them the same thing as if their birthday were in April and Christmas.
Yep.
You can't penalize them for when they were born in the holidays.
That makes sense.
Thank you, Amy. All right.
Thanks, Amy.
We'll come back. Case dismissed.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
A new study says reading will make you nicer. So everybody can go buy a book and be nicer. What are you reading right now? Be honest, Amy.
Nothing.
That a girl.
Shoot. I guess I better pick up a book today.
Our producer, Eddie. Eddie, what are you reading right now?
Let me think. Absolutely nothing.
Oh. 0 for 2. Oh. Lunchbox, what are you reading right now?
I am reading The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks.
Wait, what?
Oh, that is a good book.
You read it?
Yes, I read that a few years ago. It is amazing.
It is crazy.
Yeah?
That's a good book.
Yeah, it's all about this lady that her cells were taken to her when she was getting treated for cancer, and she
Making a movie. Oprah's in it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I just happened to see it on HBO the other day that they were making a movie. I was like, wow, that's the book I'm reading.
Oh, yeah, wow. So you were reading the book before you saw that it's being made into a movie?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Like, major breakthrough in science because of her cells.
Wow.
Wow. Is it good?
It's really good. And the sad part is her family can't afford health insurance, but...
Yeah, they made, like, no money off of her.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Okay, so they took her cells at Johns Hopkins University and started sending them out. And people were able to grow her cells, and they were using them to test medicine. Mm-hmm. So, like, syphilis, polio, things like that, those vaccines were created because of her cells. And there's companies that were selling vials of her cells for hundreds upon hundreds of dollars, got really rich. Her family got nothing, made no money.
So
is it a spoiler if you tell me if she died or not?
No, it's the very first chapter.
No, it's not. But do you remember in school learning about the HeLa cells?
Yeah.
I figured you do because you remember everything. But that's her. That's basically her. And, like, so much money has been made off of her, and her family benefited from it, like, zero.
Wow.
Did she die?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's not alive. Oprah plays her in the movie. That's the reason I knew that. Wow.
Yeah, it's
Lunchbox
good.
Coming through in the clutch with the book.
Well, does it count if I've read it before?
No, when you're trying to, like, impose yourself into this conversation.
Shoot.
So it makes it feel like you're, like, let Lunchbox have his moment.
Oh, well, I mean, it really is just a fascinating
Lunchbox,
book.
Lunchbox, she's taking your time right now.
Hey, listen, it's okay. We all know I'm reading it, and she likes to have let her have her spotlight. You know what I mean? I don't need the spotlight all the time.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I'm reading a book called Letterman, the Last Giant of Late Night that just came out a couple weeks ago. It's called by Jason Zinoman. And so I read everything about David Letterman. And so I just finished Charlemagne the God's book. And I did a thing with him last night in Los Angeles. His book's really good, too. And then if anyone wants to buy my book, you can buy it. It's called Bare Bones. How about that? Go to Amazon and get Bare Bones on paperback, or you get it in audio. So read a book. Feel smarter. Everybody, Eddie, what's the last book you've read?
Yours, Bare Bones. It was a good book, too.
Did you read it, though?
I did. I read the whole thing. And I remember telling the guys, I was telling Lunchbox and Ray, like, you guys need to read this. Like, I really was like, I know everything about Bobby. But after I read it, I was like, it's still really, really, really good.
Everyone's
Ray, did you
read,
right? My book? Ray, honestly. Our producer, Ray, audio producer, Ray. Did you ever read my book? You can say no. It doesn't hurt my feelings one bit.
Honestly, my girl has read me, like, a chapter of it. I've never read it, though, with my own eyes.
Have you ever read a book, Ray? Like, in your own free time?
Definitely years ago, but not recently.
Hmm.
But yeah, I enjoy reading. Just been kind of busy lately. But yeah, reading's good, kids.
All right, Ray, I'm going to give you a homework assignment.
Oh, boy.
Today's May 9th, okay? By June 1st, I'm going to assign you to read my book, Bare Bones, by Bobby Bones.
I got it at the crib. I can easily pull it out.
And I will quiz you on June 1st. And if you pass the quiz, 5 out of 5, you will win $150.
Yeah!
Wow.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
That's awesome. Down. I'm 100% in.
All right. June 1st is the book quiz, Bare Bones by Bobby Bones. Oh, boy. I'm glad you didn't lie. I don't care if you read. Like, but now it's just funny to me to have you read the book. So, okay, there's that. Most Americans say they would work out even if they didn't have to. Like, that's crazy to me. 76% of fitness-conscious Americans said that even if there was not a benefit, they would still exercise. You are out of your mind. I work out 5, sometimes 6, occasionally 7 times a week, and I do not like it. I dislike it. I very much unlike it. This is just bewildered. This is nuts to me. Amy, if you got no benefit, would you still exercise?
No.
Yeah, me either.
No benefit?
Blown away by that. I was looking at Trainer Ahmad's Twitter yesterday, and he was like, hey, make vegetables the main part of every meal, like the entree, and watch what your body does over the next 30 to 60 days. And I thought, that's a really good thing to try.
But then I was like, what if I did that with cake and made cake the main entree for 60 days? What that would do to my body. Eddie, you have homework.
Oh, I'm down. Yeah, let's do this.
It's like a documentary. I'll do vegetables and you do cake, and we'll see which way everything goes. There's a Bobby cast up with Trainer Ahmad. If you go to iHeartRadio or go to iTunes and search Bobby Cast, Ahmad talks about how to lose 10 pounds the healthy way in like the next 60 days. And it's only half an hour, but I think it's a pretty good listen if you want to hear it. Show. Been traveling a lot. I've been to California. We were in Austin. Like, it's, you know, it's a job that moves a lot. Eddie does the weirdest things whenever he travels. Eddie, our video producer. Eddie gets to a hotel and takes all of his clothes and puts them in the drawers. And like, and then leave him in a suitcase. He opens all the drawers and like puts his underwear in there, puts his pants in there. Is that not weird to you guys?
No, my sister does that.
What?
Really?
And I do it halfway. My husband makes fun of me too because I start to do it and then I give up. So I have like half my clothes in the drawer and half of them in the suitcase. And I'm like, why am I trying to do this? But my sister, she does that every single time. She can't go to bed until it's done.
Hey, Eddie, to me, this is comparable to the person who takes off all their clothes to pee.
Oh, whoa, hey, whoa, that's extreme.
It's that weird.
Because why?
Sometimes you'll walk into the bathroom in the urinal, and there'll be somebody with all their shirt, everything off, so they can use the bathroom.
It's
men
true.
Do this. It's a weird man.
Wait, this is for real a thing?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've
they
seen
take
it.
Everything
they
off.
Take
like,
all their
like,
clothes off.
Like mentally, they cannot pee unless all their clothes are off.
Well, not their shirt. Also, not their shirt buttons.
They'll take their pants all the way. But you walk in and there's like a big naked body.
And their pants are dropped.
And it's like all you have to do is unbutton and pull down just a little bit.
That's it. Undo your zipper.
Eddie, tell them what you do when you go to a hotel. Just so,
I've been doing this since I was like in college, I guess. But I just felt when it's more than one day, I felt like those drawers, those whatever chest of drawers or whatever, they're there for a reason. So I unpack my whole bag and I set it up like my bedroom. Underwear in one, pants in another, shirts in another one.
I would forget stuff.
No, it's all there.
No, I would forget stuff when I go home.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess you guys are all normal and I'm the weird one. I leave everything in my suitcase and pull out what's needed, so I'm just ready. So,
Bobby, you shouldn't do that though anyway because the germs, it's like other people's clothes have been in those drawers and blah.
When I travel too, I don't sleep on the bed. Huh? First of all, I either get the comforter switched with a new clean one as soon as I get there.
Oh, yeah. Pull it down right away.
Because I'm Beyonce. Or I have a blanket that I take with me sometimes, depending on. Because if the company's paying for the hotel, it'll always be a really nice hotel. If I have to pay for a hotel, like if it's my stand-up comedy tour or Raging Idiots, we stay in the crappiest places.
Yeah, we do.
So I take a blanket with me, and I get into the blanket.
Yeah.
And so I'm a complete weirdo, but that's just kind of like germs. So, happy Tuesday, everybody. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. All right, we're going to go. Thank you for hanging out with us here on Tuesday's show. You can hear the whole thing back. Search Bobby Bones Show on iHeartRadio or on iTunes. Or you can also search the show I do from my house called The Bobby Cast. Last couple ones include Jake Owen and Dierks Bentley and Trainer Ahmad, who tells you how to lose 10 pounds the healthy way as soon as possible. So all that's up. Search Bobby Cast. Can't wait to see you guys again tomorrow. Appreciate it. I got to fly back to Nashville today. Everybody's already in Nashville except for me, so I got to fly from California to Nashville. So that's all, and we'll see you guys Wednesday. All right, that's it. Bye. This is a Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.